Today's daf is daf mem bet. The Gemara begins. Rabbi Aval says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ne'emar shmir b'shem mechinam, ve'ne'emar shmir b'shem mesachar." Yes, it's true that both the shem mechinam and shem mesachar have to do shmirah. However, lo dom yeshmir shne'emar b'shem mechinam leshmir shne'emar b'shem mesachar. That what's required of them is different. Why? Shne'emar, in other words, sorry. Ve'lo dam again shmir shne'emar b'shem mechinam leshmir shne'emar b'shem mesachar. Shmir shne'emar b'shem mechinam kiven shemar kor tzolcho patur. When a Shomer Chinam just does whatever the Shmirah, as long as it's considered on a standard of Shmirah as not being negligent, that's sufficient. Meaning there seems to be like a general standard, a general pirov, whatever's considered not negligent and doing what is required. However, Shmir Shnei B'Shem HaSachar, since individual is paid, the Beit No Moshe explains it, Ein Mishar Anto Ela B'Gofo. We look at that individual himself to see, did this person, according to his ability, do everything that was required? Again, it makes sense because I'm paying you specifically for you to be shomer. You know, I paid the extra dollars for a big bulky guy to look after this thing, so I expect him not to. I expect him to put in a little bit more effort than the average Joe. So lefichach rinoto im hu ra'u lishmira pato v'im lo lo chayav. Meaning, if there was some sort of onus beyond his control. His control specifically, patur, vim lav, if not, then he would be chayav. So, we don't say, ah, if it was somebody else, you would be patur, therefore, hitzil patur, shalo hitzil chayav. No, we look at basically him. Now, Rabbi Elazar says, b'shem Rabbi Hoshaya, ne'emar shlichut yad b'shem mechina, ve'emar shlichut yad b'shem mesachar. As we explained before, that a shom mechina, b'shem mesachar, if he's sholei achyad, meaning he starts using it for his own purposes, then he would now be chayav. That he likes stealing, we said. So, but however, the Gemara says once again, the what is qualifies or what is considered shlichut yad is different between the two. Why? Shlichut yad shnei b'shem mechinam, just like with any other theft and everything else. What's considered shlichut yad? That's inuchayim ad shiyimshoch. After you do some sort of kinyan, you do meshich, you draw it towards yourself. That's when the shem mechinam is considered as if he has been shlichut yad. However, shlichut yad shne'emar b'shem mesachar, no. Kim shne'emar makel lo batar milo alei achayav. Simply resting his staff or his satchel or whatever it is on top of it, even if he didn't like pick it up and do a kinyan, that's already considered going over the threshold because it's considered shlichut yad and b'chayav. Now the question is why? We'll get to that soon. Havam Rabbi Yossi bar Nohorai, he says, Umar ani eini mekalat davar hazeh. He says, look, I didn't hear Rabbi Hoshaya saying this. Rabbi Elazar said, "Name Rabbi Hoshaya." That's all. Ella echad ze v'echad ze enu chay chiyim shoch. What's considered shlichut yad? It has to be a kinyan, like a neva, like anything else. It has to be some sort of kinyan to be considered now. If you like neshut of the shomer, that he's responsible for anything. However, Rav Imi says, "Bishter Rabbi Elazar, no, no, you're wrong." Because the tiny Rabbi Hoshaya got a brighter that says exactly what Rabbi Elazar said, which is that. Lo yomar, or we've got here ilu lo nomar. That's the way the Pnei Moshe reads it. I think you've got ilu ne'emra, but ilu lo ne'emar shlichut yad. Had it not said shlichut yad b'shem mechinam, meaning the Torah discusses shlichut yad b'shem mechinam and shom masacha. Had it not meant shlichut yad b'shem mechinam, she'enu tzarich. Hayiti lamed. It was necessary. Why? Hayiti lamed. I could have learned from noser sachar, from a shom masachar. Ma im noser sachar sheikh mira Torah. Just with a shom masachar. Where the Torah is much more chamur on a Shomer Sachar in terms of its level of responsibility. It's chayiv in Geneva Aveda compared to a Shomer Chinah. Then, Einu chayiv ad shimshoch. He's only chayiv, not by resting his staff on it, but if he does specifically a Meshichat as a Kinyan. Shomer Chinah, which is more Mekil, what would I have thought? In a Shekila about Torah, Einu gin kavachomer also, and ad shelo yechayav, also would be chayiv ad shimshoch. Okay. However, therefore, why does it say shlichut yad b'shem mechinam? Why does it say shlichut yad b'shem mechinam? She'enu tzarich lachmir al noseh shach tzachar. That, in other words, the fact that I'm mentioning both b'shem mechinam and shomer sachar is to teach you that by shomer sachar, even there's a lower threshold of what's considered being shlichut yad. She'neach makel levatar milo aleha. Now, Rabbi Yossi immediately picks up. He doesn't disagree with the conclusion. But he merely picks up on the fact that the way this was phrased doesn't make sense. Firstly, he says, "Im omer an at ken." If you say the following nimsa, meaning if that's your rationale, lamed al hamelamed, meaning or lamed. I think the lashon is slightly differently. The lamed, that which is mel is melamed ala melamed, sorry, meaning the that which you're deriving, meaning the shomer chinam, now you're saying that is informing on that which it was learning from, which is a circular problem. The problem. In other words, you can't have a lamed is being melamed ala melamed. So therefore, it says lamed ala melamed lachmir alav. So du yachol lomeimar le. So therefore, you'd have to phrase it slightly different. Also, so another important point is the way you did the derivation to say, "Oh, I mentioned by Shomer Sachar, I would have learned Shomer Chinah automatically." No, maybe not. The Torah, which is much more machmir by Shomer Sachar, then you'd be chayef for shlichut yad if you do a kinyan. Maybe Shomer Chinam, which is much more meikil, hishkil about Torah, afilu mashach. Maybe even if you did mashach, it'd be pato. Because it's more meikil. That's what we've just been saying. And because it's more meikil, had the Torah just said Shomer Sachar and not just Shomer Chinam, I wouldn't have known Shomer Chinam. So therefore, Ella, if you want to phrase it like this, Ella keni loy mashluchu yad shneimar b'Shomer Sachar. What's the unnecessary one? Not the Shomer Chinam, but rather the Shomer Sachar. That's how you have to construct this whole rationale. You know, he's not disagreeing with the conclusion. It's just the whole logical flow didn't make sense. So rather, he's saying that I didn't need the Torah to teach us about Shlichu Yad and Shomer Sachar. She'enu tzarich, hayti lamed. I could have learned Shomer Chinam, ma Shomer Chinam. Im Shomer Chinam meikil ba Torah, the Torah so meikil. He's only chayiv until he goes much further until Mishoch. No, so Sachar, shechmira Torah, kiman Shomashach. I would have learned, right? That Mishicha alone, you'd be chayiv. Clearly. Meaning, it's more machmir, so, in terms of responsibility, so also, ad Shimshoch. So therefore, why did I have to teach me as well also in Shlichut Yad by Doson Sachar? That's to say, we learn in the bar, in Tzorech Lachmir Alav, Kivan Sheniach Makelo Vatarmilo Alav. Sorry, Shlichut Yad, therefore, it was needed Lachmir Alav to make it even more Machmir, Kivan Sheniach Makelo Vatarmilo Alav, just by simply placing one's staff on it, resting on it, and that's considered using it for your own purposes enough, even without a kinyan, to be chayav for shlichut yad by Shomer Sachar. So, in other words, what we just saw here, the first case we saw that when it comes to the level of what's considered shmirah, or what's considered beyond what's expected, that we kind of use a sfarah to work out, well, why there's a difference between Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. Again, Shomer Sachar, we assess it by the capability of the Shomer to see whether it was beyond his control or not to look after the object. However, when it comes to Shlichut Yad, what's considered being Shulach Yad, the difference there seems to be learned from Sukkim themselves. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halacha Bet. Amar lo Shomer Chinam. Someone says to the Shomer Chinam, Eichan Shori, where's my ox? Amar lo, met, it died, v'hu shenishpar or nishpa or nignav or avad. So let's go through this again. Nishpar, now, we didn't really, I explained when it comes to Nishpar, it literally means broke. And that makes sense when it comes to a kli, but I didn't really explain when it comes to a shor. The way I'm trying to explain it here, it's actually more nitrofa de chaya. It was like a preyed on by another animal. That's kind of nishpar. That's what we're talking about here. And nishpar is sort of like taken captive or it was pillaged, right? And nishpar or nignav or stolen or avad. Now all these situations shomer is pator anyway. So we made a shvua that it died, which it'd be pator for. He lied about the Shavua because it really was one of the other things that happened that would have made him patur. So importantly here, he wouldn't be chayev this the Shavuot Pikadon, which we'll learn about, or Shavuot Shomrim, which we'll learn about soon in terms of what happens to the person who's how you do tshuva for such a thing, because here there's no kfirat mamon, meaning Shavuot Pikadon is when you actually being kofar, meaning as a result of shvua, you're being exempting yourself from payment. That's when you're chayav b'shum shvua pikadon. Okay. However, here is not because when he made a shvua in one way, it was patur. Even in the truth, it would be patur anyway. Now, the question might be scratching your head about what about is making a false shvua? The Gemara will discuss it. Okay.
But
Also.
also here, if you have a mace, you have a mace. The shore is there. He's just not alive anymore.
Are you saying how can he lie?
I mean, it's Pasha, unless he went off to Australia. I mean, that's something else.
No,
But if the mace
unless
is
he
here.
claimed that the ox died in the desert and in the fields, wherever it was, and then I don't know, dogs ate it, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. He just claimed it died and it really was lost, or vice versa. Okay? Or in this case, where it was nishbar, he explained it was again. We said nitrafa al dechaya, but who? And really, it's a met or nishbar nugnav. Or we go through every permutation combination here. Nishbar v'ushamet or nishbar nugnav avad. Nignav v'ushamet or nishbar avad. Avad v'ushamet or nishbar nignav. Surprised I haven't made it turned this into a song. Anyway, mashpiach ani, and he says to make a shvuah va'amar amen, and he says yes, I am mekabel, I make a shvuah effectively. Then that's actually his pater again because we said there was no kfirat mamon. So let's now look at the Gemara. Amar l'shomer chinam. Rav Amar, patur mishvuah pikadon, true from mishvuah pikadon be patur because of no kfirat mamon. However, he lied, so therefore he should make a shvuah bitui. His chay mishum shvuah bitui. You made a false shvuah. That goes back to the very first issue of shvuah, meaning you make a false shvuah, then you're chay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, mechal shemitzvah lafiso enu chay mishum shvuah bitui. Now, we discussed this previously, but early on in the Masechta. The Korban Eder explained it as follows. I have it quoted here in the Likutim. He says, "Acharei shashomer mitzuvah lishavak telafis dat ala amafkid." Come first, Torah. Since it's a mitzvah in the Torah, if you like, he's compelled to make this shvuah, the shomer, that he wasn't negligent, and this is what happened. Obeyed the mishmer Torah kach, and he's compelled to do so. Dichtiv ki nefesh tishavah levatevas fatay. Sorry. Obeyed the mishmer Torah kach. Ain kan shvuot bitui. There's not. It's kin is shvuot bitui. Why? Because a shvuot bitui is when the Torah says dichtiv nefesh ki tishavah levatevas fatayim. Meaning, when a person wishes to make a such a shvuah, meaning it was an optional thing. No, he wasn't compelled to. But the shin lai ki darashon I, ki is if. V'achi gavar nefesh im tishava, dainu midat nafsho, that he wanted to do it himself. Chayav, that's when he's chayav aleya. Avashua dayanin, if he's compelled to do so, then that's not what it's talking about. So in other words, when someone chayav make a shvuah to when the context is that he could choose to do so or not. And here, granted that he lied, well, he's not chayav a shvuah bitui. And in this situation, because there was no kfirat mamon, there was no chayav shvuah pikadon either. That is opinion of Rav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mechal shemitzvah laf." Sorry, that was the opinion of Rav Yochanan. So debating Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says you are chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not. Adat the Rav. What? How does Rav do? What does Rav do with this drush in the pasuk? Adat the Rav. He says, "Einu mitzvah lafiso." No, he said rather. So again, read the Korban Eder. Says, why is mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. In other words, the obligation for a this shomer to make this shvuah is not a stum shvuah to set the mind at ease of this of the owner. It's not like to satisfy some sort of psychological requirement. No, the requirement is levarer ta'emet, to clarify what the truth is. Ukanishba l'sheker, if the person then lied, it doesn't fall under the banner of what he's been doing. Therefore, it's quite clear. Let's go back to shvuah bitui. Daha, and he understands when it says ki. And when harit shari har benish min al pi beitin, because and when someone make a shvuah, in other words, the understanding of ki in the pasuk ki answer, I'm not sure why you need both answers, but the it's during the second part, if you like, he says the pasuk can understand is not ki if as in optional when it's optional or not, but ki daha is oh and when someone makes a shvuah whether it's obligated to do so or not. Okay, beseder. However. The Marana asked, that part of the Gemara we saw previously. However, here we've got a really interesting question. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shvuat Sota. If you remember, when it comes to a Sota, she makes a Shvuah at the part of the whole process of making Shota. What if she lied? Mao she chai vishni shai mishum b'shvuah bitui? Such a brilliant question. So the Gemara says, one second, no, it's not a brilliant question. Manan kaimim, im b'shogeget ba'avera u b'shvuah in kan Sota. If she was Beshogeg, meaning she didn't realize it wasn't her husband. Something happened Beshogeg. And therefore she made a shvuah thinking she was, well, that's then kansota. There's no case, it's not even a sota. In the mezidah, if she was mezid, she did deliberately, and she lied deliberately, making a shvuah, then there's no korban. Your question is whether you bring a special korban, and if someone did lie deliberately, remember the shvuah pitui is not in the case of when he is not a case of no korban in that situation. In a mishua bitui, the ainu ba al mezid. Hilkach lo mishkacha. It doesn't come from mezid. We've discussed this in the past. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, one second, ati de rav, this whole position. Now I'm explaining this whole flow, explaining like the Pnei Moshe. Alskor changes the structure around a little bit. We'll continue the Pnei Moshe. It says, ma nan kaimi. Sorry, back to Zeh. The Gemara says, ati de rav k'Rabbi Akiva. This whole position of Rav seems to be like Rabbi Akiva. So just to explain, I'll read you here in the Korbanator. He says, "V'kamashas milta de Rav, vade lo atya, ela k'Rabbi Akiva." Why? "Desfir lelo berakimol deshvua pitu nohe gam b'leshavar," which it means when it comes, if you remember, when it came to the scope of shvua pitu, there's a question. It isn't only regarding things going forward, la'ra la'tiv, or is also regarding things the person did or didn't do in the past. Rabbi Akiva says it relates to things going in the past. De'ilu Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel svirle de'enu chayve le'latid, because Rabbi Shmuel says no, it goes to latid level. V'adarav atya ela b'leshavar, and it seems to be the Rav seems to be going back la'avar. Again, if we're working with this, let's go back to this case of the sota, because how can you make a shvua regarding? How can you say it's, in other words, you can only say it's. You can address the possibility that it's a shvuah pitui, if we're saying that it can apply going backwards, because that's what the sota is doing. She's saying I was faithful to my husband. I didn't sleep with this individual. Because the Gemara says no. In Yisful Rabbi Shmuel, you could still hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because that could be like Rabbi Meir, meaning Rabbi Shmuel says it's only a shvuah pitui when if it's going forward. However, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when it comes to a sota, she makes a shvua regarding also the future. I'll show you here when it comes to the Pnei Moshe. He says, "Miu hamilta da bay Rabbi Yochanan da akshinan ala im haynu omrim Rabbi Shmuel k'Rabbi Meir sverle da amar beperik bet sota gabe alma hi omeret amen amen." Watch the amen. Shomer yabam v'oknusa. Right. That one. The question is, why does she say amen amen? One understanding is that it wasn't just when she was married, but also if she was a Shomer Yabam as well. Okay, while she was waiting for you. Fine. Rabbi Meir says, Amen shelo nitmaiti, v'amen shelo et amen. The Amen Amen is going forward as well. V'ash Rabbi Shmuel, d'mechayev shvua bitui. Could Rabbi Shmuel, then, could be chayev shvua, could Rabbi Shmuel, who's mechayev shvua bitui going forwards, then aliba d'Rabbi Meir, the kabba shvua shel sota, it was also going forward, imken nuchal lomar de mishkacha la shvua bitu. You could also still find a shvua to a gabe sota b'shash nishba yodat b'shvua v'achar kach ne'elma mimeno shvua v'chedim shvua bitui b'laba. So, in other words, what you could possibly have is that how can you have a shvua bitui for according to Rabbi Shmuel in the case of a sota, where she goes through the process of sota, she makes a shvua she will never, you know, be with another man latid level. She forgets the shvuah with another person. She now over on that shvuah pitui. Even according to Shmuel in the future, however, this assumes you're going like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says it even works la'atir. Okay, yeah, fair. So as the Gemara says, the Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen shaloi b'meit amen shaloi t'amen. However, the Gemara there says, v'at mishkach makshaya. But you're still going to find plenty of kashas on it. Now, what are the kashas? We need the Pnei Moshe to open this up. He says, mikom agam tzitzia davar mukcha. It's going to be difficult. The whole thing falls apart even when it comes to sota. Firstly, if Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to say, is like in Rabbi Yishmael, who's working then for a coin Rabbi Kiva, then love milt. That's it says that. Why is he doing something that's not only but the hilchata? That came along. That what? Rabbi Meir. The law came along. We don't like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbana. Dahata. Meaning the shvua that she makes as a sota is not going forward. That's number one. So therefore, it can't be like Rishmal, but also that. But odd, da kochach b'shvua bitui milta tit bei lav v'hen v'inan l'kol alma. Now, when it comes to a shvua bitui, it has to be referring to both the positive and negative. Everyone agrees that in Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmal, v'afilu Rav lo palig ela, and the whole machloket Rav is saying Rabbi Kiva is only going la'ba, that ela la'haba d'lo v'inan. When it comes to going forward, you don't need that la'ralativ. However, heicha mishkacha la bakadat shvua de sota, when it comes to a sota, love the hen. How can you have a positive and negative? Halo tuchali shavasha titama. You can't have it that she wants to, if you like, become tame. Vayinam dag makshaya. So therefore, Rakabzeshvo between Shvoitabu doesn't seem to apply the case of Sota, because it's by Sota you'd have the situation of Labahen. She can't say that I make a Shvo that I will, or I will be with this individual, because she's not allowed to do that. It's Lara Latir. Okay? Besede. Let's learn the Gemara. This is another Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. The Gemara says, Eichan Shori. Again, the man says to the person, where's my ox? Amarle Eino De, I don't know what you're talking about. Mata Sachli. Who, what really happened is, or met, or Nishpa, or Nishpa, or Nignav, or Avad. Mishpachani, and he makes a shvua, but Amar Amen, and he kabbalah shvua once again is pator. So he denied having a possession, but deny having any possession was not something that was going to mechayiv him to pay anyway. So therefore, because indeed what actually happened, he would exempt from paying. Gemara says, Eichan Shori, where is my ox? Amar lo avad. He says it was lost. Mashpiachani, you swear? Amar, he says, yes, I do. And v'ha'edim me'idin oto, and testified she'achlo, that he ate it himself. In that situation, meshalem et ha'keren, he has to pay keren. However, odah me'atzmo, because again, if he's now admit himself, now this is a situation of a shvuah b'kadon, when one admits to it, he has to pay keren v'chomesh, and the principal value plus an extra chomesh, which we said is really 25% of the value, v'asham, and bring this special korban. What if he said, Achein Shori, where's my ox? Amar lo nignav, it was stolen. Mashpiachane, do you swear? V'amar amein, and he said, yes, v'ha'edim me'inoto shenignavo, that he stole it himself. In that situation, meshalem tashlume kefel. So this is a special din we have in the Torah, which is what's called a twen tanat ganav, where the shomer, if the shomer claims that it was stolen, and he really stole himself, he has to pay double, but if he claimed anything else happened to it and he stole himself, he would have to pay only the keren. However, once again, Hodal Matzmo, if he admitted himself, what happens in the case of Shua Pekadon when someone admits himself? He has to pay Keren V'chomesh and bring the Korban Asham. That's the case of Shua Pekadon. And what's interesting here, from the simple reading of the Mishnah, the way I'm reading it, it seems to be that Hodal Matzmo, if he admitted himself, that seems to imply that it happened only prior to the Eidim coming along. Meaning, if he admitted himself, if Eidim come along, he has to pay double. If he admitted before the Eidim come along, then he prays the Keren V'chomesh V'asham. That's great. The Rashi understands it. You'll see in a moment that the Yushami seems to go, at least the way we're going to be reading it, like the Tosfot, that if he admits after they didn't come, he would still now bring this Karen B'chomesh and Asham as well. We'll see this, we'll see it again to the Mara. So Amar Lachad Bashuk, he says someone in the market, Eichan Shuri, where's my ox that you stole, Shaganav, Tavu Omer Lo Ganav, he's talking about, Meshpeach, and he makes the Shua, Ma'ar Main, and he accepts the Shua, the Eidim Me'idin Oto, and the witness sets by Shaganav that he stole it, in Meshalem Tashlumi Kefil, he would obviously have to pay double. Tavach Machar, let's say he shechted or sold it, he'd have to pay Tashlumi Arba Hamisha, 4 or 5 times. It's a classic case of a ganav. What happens, Eidim Memash Meshimu Ba'im? What if these two witnesses coming? But Amar says, yes, yes, indeed, ganavti, I stole it. So he's been murdered in the knas of Gneva. So if he doesn't have to pay the Kefil, but he claims he didn't shechted or sell it, and it really happened. Then any mashlim already pays the keren, because we say, I mean kefel ain't tashlumi arba b'chamisha. I mean the tashlumi arba b'chamisha penalty works above or inclusive of the kefel. So if you don't have the kefel punishment of stealing, you don't have to pay the arba b'chamisha. Okay, that's a mishnah lesson in the Gemara. Amar of Yochanan v'tani ken ta'anu ta'anat avud. Let's say he claimed that it was lost. V'nishpa, he makes a shvua v'oda, and he admitted, bein ad shelo ba'u edim, bein mi shebau edim. It's quite clear that if he admitted to it, whether or not the edim came, he has to pay keren v'chomesh v'asham. So in other words, in the Mishnah, you have to understand the Mishnah as follows. When the Mishnah says that edim come, he has to pay the keren, that's only if he still denies it. Says, these edim, I don't want to talk, I absolutely disagree with them. And I was telling the truth, and he's Eidim, he just denies it. Yes, he has to pay the Keren because the Eidim found him, they came to bait him and found him guilty. But after the Eidim come, if he now admits to the false Shvua, the admission was what triggers him now to pay the Keren B'chomesh V'asham. What about Tanu Tanat Ganav? What again? He claimed it was stolen. V'nishpa lo, and he made the Shvua V'adal V'hoda, and he admits, Atlo Beidim, before the witnesses come. Okay, Meshalem Keren B'chomesh. Im Mishabau, if the Eidim come along, then he has to pay Tashlumi Kefil, and if he admits, he also has to bring that Tasham and Chomesh, the Chomsho. However, the Chomsho Ole, but the Chomesh, he doesn't have to bring Kefil plus Chomesh. The Chomesh penalty is included in the Kefil he would have to pay. Mitoch Kifelot, that's been a Divrei Rebbe Yaakov. So Amrullah Rebbe Yaakov, Heicha Matzino, Hashem Belo Chomesh. Where do you find Korban Hashem without a chomesh? You got the kefil, no chomesh. So Amar Lahem, im nishba v'nishba v'nishba. Let's say he kept on making this shvua multiple times in a meeting, multiple other meeting. Those four chomeshes are going to add up. That's a get kefil. So you haratzin Hashem b'lo chomesh. So v'rabbanin amri, no. Lekeren chumshin ein leshvuat chumshin. Keren is a penalty that goes on the principal, not a penalty that goes on the amount of shvuot. So even if he does it multiple times, according to Chachamim, there's only one keren you'd be chayav to pay on top of. So one chumash you have to pay on top of that keren, and not multiple chumshin. Okay, so that will take it for him next year. Also, have a good.